This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. We've talked about everything from voting to video games here tonight. You can, of course, bring up anything. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also the Discord on-air call-in line rooms are available to you as well. Go to discord.lrn.fm. And you can talk about whatever you want in a variety of different rooms there. But there's the online call-in rooms that allow you to get on the air with us. They're at the top of the rooms chat list because there's different chat rooms. There's text chat, there's voice chat, and at the very top there's four rooms dedicated to being callers here on Free Talk Live. Or if it's Vincent's show, Questioning Authority, on the weekends, you can call his show that way too. So discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Michael,
and Vincent.
And it's actually one of the nights, the few nights on the air where all three hosts are actually active Discord users. There's a couple of our hosts that just will not join Discord. Daryl W. Perry likes to pretend like he's confused by it. And he's not a dumb man. He's very intelligent, so he certainly could use Discord if he wanted. And then there's...
Yeah, he has no problem using the studio account.
Does he type on the studio account? I've never
on
seen
occasion,
him do it.
He does read. He does read what's going on.
Well, he does look because he has to look to see if there's callers. So It's part of his responsibility as the first chair to actually look at the Discord to see if there's anybody calling.
And take the calls.
I don't think he actually types on that account while he's here.
I thought I had seen him at least once.
If he does, it would be a rare occurrence. Hmm. And then there's Chris Wade, our Friday night host, who is like completely anti anything that's a centralized system. And he just will not join based on principle. As long as it's a centralized system that you don't control, which is true. I mean, it's true about Discord. It's a private company that runs Discord. When you create a Discord server, you're on their machine.
Right.
You're in their system. And they ultimately set the rules, even though they give you a variety of moderation options and there's a lot of, you know, control that you can have over the settings on the server. It's a really good system. It's still their system.
I've seen a lot of decent arguments that it's a honeypot.
By the feds?
Well, I mean, that the company, right, it just collects all this data on people, mm-hmm. and then they'd willingly just give it to the feds or data mine people or do whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So.
If you want privacy... You do not want Discord.
I regret going on there. I'll admit I regret making an account on there.
It's just fun, though. I mean, there's no reason why... Look, there's all kinds of things you can do that aren't private, right? We're on the air right now, and thousands, if not tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people are going to hear this episode, either live or later on radio stations across the United States. But it's fun to do that. You know, we want our opinions to be shared. If you're looking for privacy... This goes back to a conversation we were having earlier about email not being mm-hmm. private by default. You have to take steps to have privacy. You have to either spend money or time, or sometimes both.
Sometimes both.
In order to achieve a level of privacy that is higher than the default. And these days, the default is about zero.
Very close to zero. Yeah.
Or you could just, you know, live in the real world and put these electronic little marks of a beast away.
Yeah, you say as you pick up your phone.
Well, I'm using it as an example.
I mean, you could. You're right. You could do that. And there are some people who don't use electronics. Still are.
Most of us are carrying around these tracking devices
Correct.
In our pockets. And
we know it. We know that.
Yeah.
It's just, it is what it is. To some extent, technology is a double-edged sword. I mean, of course it is, right? You can use it for good. You can use it for evil. You can use it to take on the state and hold the state accountable. You can use it to, if you are the state people, you can use it to rule over others and track them and, you know, invade their privacy and everything. But regardless, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, you know, we're talking about centralization. We're going to get into this story about Gab. Now, many of you listening may never have heard of Gab. It's, you know, I think only people who've been paying attention to sort of social media news might be aware of Gab. It's... I don't know how big it ever got compared to, say, Facebook or Twitter or whatever.
Nowhere near on the same Richter scale.
Right. But Gab, as I understand it, because I remember finding out about it maybe a year or two ago or something like that, and it was, I think I heard about it from Chris Cantwell, or maybe it was you, Vincent, I'm not sure, but you know, there's this, there's been this purge that's been going on amongst many of these centralized, controlled, managed social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook. And the purges aren't new. The Facebook news of them, Facebook deleted 800 pages. Remember that one from a few weeks ago? That's not new. That, I mean, the story was new, but it's not new that Facebook's been deleting pages. It's not new that Facebook has had a draconian content policy, restrictions, and all that. And Twitter, of course, seems to favor lefty Twitter Twitterers over righty Twitterers. Now, of course, I'm not either one of those things, but I know that if somebody at Twitter gets a hair up their butt, and they decide this week we don't like libertarian, you know, then they're going to sweep us out.
Yeah.
And
that's it.
It's not just the social media. It's the hosting companies also. I mean, like, it began with the, what was it, the Daily Stormer, which is a straight-up neo-Nazi website. Mm-hmm. After Charlottesville, it got kicked off. So it used to be .com, then it was .hk, and then they went through all these different, what's it called, domain names until finally, I don't know, they found one. But and that's what I believe happened again. Gab.
So Gab sprang up, though, as sort of a response, right? Sort of, I mean, it seemed like this. I'm sure the owner of it would deny it, but Gab seemed like the right-wing response to the left-wing sort of ousting of right-wingers.
Because
on
Veranser on Twitter.
You know, you just about nearly quoted an article I read from Reason today.
Okay. I have not read that article.
Because every time, you know, someone gets kicked off from, like, Twitter or one of these places, social media companies, and they say, this isn't fair, but the response always is, oh, well, why don't you start your own company?
Great. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the right response, because there's some people who are like, we need to regulate Twitter. No, that's what Cantwell's been saying. Like, no.
But for not even letting them start their own companies, because you have, what was it, you get, what happened to Gab now?
So, right, that's what we're going to get into here. I'm just going to give them the backstory of, like, where this thing came from. Gab seemed to have been started as a sort of a right-wing response, but they positioned themselves not as right-wing, although they adopted the frog icon, which sort of has become like kind of this right-wing...
Kind of the Pepe...
A variant. I don't think it's the exact
Pepe.
Pepe
is copyright or trademark, so they can't use it, but they do have a frog.
They have a frog.
I'd phrase it, because I've been on Gab for a while, then I quit, that it's... It's like for anyone, right? You could be like a total communist and set up there, but it's not for everyone, because it's just, you know, mainly right-wingers flocked there, and, you know, neo-Nazis flocked there, and it's like if you don't believe in their Borg hive mind, or one of the many few hive minds on there, you're not going to feel comfortable, because everything you post is going to get screamed at or downvoted or whatever.
By some white supremacist or something like that.
Yeah,
ultra-right-wing.
Crazy person.
So, so my experience there, I did join it just to see what it was like, right? Like, okay, well, it wouldn't hurt to be on another platform. And then I looked to see if there would be an easy way to syndicate my posts to it, and there wasn't. So, like, it didn't work with IFTTT, which is a nice website that makes it easy to kind of cross-post on different areas, on different websites. And so it was just like, oh, well, you know, I posted a few times to it and never really did anything with it. But it was sort of like, oh, it's there in case, you know, maybe I'll need another platform. I could go to that.
If we need something.
And this was before I had found out about Mastodon. So I didn't even know that Mastodon existed. We'll get into what that is here in a moment. But according to RT.com, social media platform Gab, where the Pittsburgh synagogue shooter had a page, is about to lose its hosting provider. Now, this is from The Weekend. They have apparently lost it. I mean, have you tried to go to the Gab site?
Yeah, all they have up is a statement from the CEO, which is an interesting.
Oh, so they haven't been pulled.
The website itself is down. There's just like a little...
But it's from the CEO of Gab.
From CEO of Gab.
Well, because if the hosting provider had pulled their hosting, then there would be nothing there until they got another site set up. So they must be operating on another host already.
They've got, like, it doesn't take much to put up a single page.
Right.
You can run that on a Raspberry Pi.
Right, right.
But
I think we're backing up
Gab.
All this
.com,
stuff.
Running a whole social media platform takes
it's a lot
more servers than you've even
got. A lot of computing power.
In this room.
So, anyway, Joyent was Gab's hosting provider. They sent a warning message that because of an unspecified, quote, breach of the Joyent terms of service, unquote, they will be pulling the plug on Gab on Monday morning. Earlier, PayPal cut off contact with the social network after an avalanche of media reports pointed out that Robert Bowers, who killed 11 people in a Pittsburgh synagogue on Saturday, had a page there. Bauer's final post reportedly accused a Jewish refugee protection NGO of bringing, quote, invaders into the United States and ended in an ominous, quote, I'm going in, unquote. Upon learning of his identity, Gav says it took down Bauer's page, but not before backing it up and sending it to the FBI. So Gav is behaving in the exact same way as Facebook and Twitter, taking down controversial pages and not actually allowing people to observe what these nut jobs are doing. I find this one of the most frustrating aspects of these centralized social media companies is they are doing the bidding of the governments, and there's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us right here. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Also, we've got Discord. Over at discord.lrn.fm, you can jump into the on-air call-in line rooms there, and we will join you. You'll get on the air with us. You can talk about anything you want with you tonight. You've got Ian,
Michael,
and Vincent.
Liberty Dollar 2 is going to be a thing. In fact, they've released their limited edition LD20 token. Now, those of you who have been listening to Free Talk Live for a long time, you remember the original Liberty Dollar. It was an amazingly beautiful 0.999 fine silver round. And they also had warehouse receipts, which was kind of interesting as well. But it was like an alternative currency. It was very popular, the most popular, apparently, alternative currency, basically from the late 90s to the mid-aughts when the federal government raided the Liberty Dollar and stole all their gold and silver, stole all their customers' gold and silver that was in a vault. And ultimately, the government had to give that silver back, which was the good news. It took years, but it finally did happen. And now, the son of the founder of the Liberty Dollar, so the founder is Bernard von Nothaus, his son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. It's a cryptocurrency token backed by an ounce of fine, 0.999 fine silver round. You can go and get involved over at ld2coin.io. That's ld2coin.io. But if you'd like to win 10 of these things, one of these limited edition tokens, this is the pre-sale. So the actual Liberty Dollar, which is not limited in its edition, that'll be coming later. So they want to sell the 10,000 of these limited edition tokens. There's fewer than 4,000 remaining. 10 of them could be yours, and they're worth $35 a piece in the presale. So that's a $350 value prize that you could win if you win the contest. Here's how you enter. You send an email to contest@freetalklive.com, put LD2 in the subject line, and include a number between 1 and 1,000. So that's all you got to do. Send an email to contest@freetalklive.com, LD2 in the subject line, number between 1 and 1,000, and you're in the contest. Winner will be selected November 5th, so we've got about a week for you to get involved in this. And in the event of a tie, the prize will be split. So go to ld2coin.io to learn more about the Liberty Dollar 2. And they're going to help you set up the wallet if you don't have one that's, you know, you're not sure about an Ethereum wallet, what all that is. LD2 will help you get yours set up if you're the winner. LD2coin.io. So we continue here. Gab being taken down by its web host, and apparently PayPal also canceling on Gab. And I would say this is, you know, very unfair how Gab is being treated. Ultimately, Gab is just a platform, and if they want to purport themselves as a free speech platform, I don't agree that people should be punishing them for that. That's what Gab did. They founded another platform that ultimately did seem to attract mostly right-wingers, and so therefore this ostensible shooter was apparently on the Gab platform, and now the entire platform has been punished for the actions of one of its users. And I think that that's unfortunate, it's unnecessary, but it's a reality where PayPal is a private business. If PayPal decides they want to cut off the platform, well, they can make that choice. And similarly, if you know, the hosting provider, again, private business, if they decide, you know what, yeah, you have a right to free speech, just not on our hosting provider, well, they have the right to make that decision. So I don't think that anybody wasn't within their rights as far as what they've done here. I just think it's tacky to target an entire platform over what one person does.
Yeah, what the word that came to mind, I can't say on the air. So,
can you give us the first letter?
It's a D move.
Okay, gotcha. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Bauer's final post. This is the shooter who's posted on Gab before going on the killing spree, apparently, that he's going in. Gab then took down his page when learning about these, and then apparently also sent it to the FBI. So even them being obedient to the government and, you know,
following subpoenas,
yeah, that didn't save them from the punishment of these other companies. In the hours following, this is, by the way, RT reporting, in the hours following the shooting, Gab was hit by a wall of mainstream media coverage with headlines invariably linking the site's alt-right leanings to the murders committed by Bowers, implying that Gab had enabled the crime. Or was even complicit.
Which is completely ridiculous. They're no more complicit in the crime than Facebook is.
Well, right. And, you know, let's go back in time a little bit more. What about a psychopath who sends a letter to a newspaper?
Yeah, the post office is complicit in that one.
What about the newspaper posting it? I mean, to some extent, they're just reporting on somebody's opinion, and somebody's opinion is controversial in a lot of cases. You put that paper, you know, you're the news editor over at a newspaper, Vincent. If somebody writes a letter to the editor, there's a good chance you guys are going to publish it, right?
Yeah, if we're in want of space or if it's a good one.
Now, they probably wouldn't publish something that's openly threatening other people. That probably wouldn't fly at an old media institution. But in this case, all the guy said was, he's going in, right? He didn't make it clear what he was going in to do.
He's going in to vote.
Who knows?
If you can't even have an automated system flag that. There's no way.
Right. So Gab is getting hit by all this coverage. Snowball of similar condemnation came from left-leaning Twitter users. Wasn't far behind. In many cases, Gab was openly called a Nazi platform. Bowers also had accounts on Facebook and Twitter. Yet, as RT points out, those companies don't appear to be facing any backlash, Gab and its defenders have pointed out. Likewise, the recently arrested mail bomber Cesar Sayoc was allowed to spout threats on Twitter for 2 years before being suspended after he was detained. Gab has become a haven for users who have been either banned from more mainstream social media or those simply unhappy with their content control rules. Gab's overarching message is that all speech is free speech and has to be protected under the First Amendment. Thus, the site makes a point of allowing anybody to say anything insofar as possible. It still has rules, as they point out in their post-shooting statement. However, it, quote, disavows and condemns all acts of terrorism and violence, unquote. Soon after Joyent and Stripe became the next to disavow Gab, it's a payment processor. In their letter to the besieged network, it accuses Gab of not doing enough to ensure its rules were being observed. It disabled the social network's account until Stripe's own investigation of the issue concluded, quote, likely within 1 week, unquote. So with that, Gab has posted up, secured some other hosting somewhere, because there's always somebody out there who's willing to put you up if you give them some money.
But it's
probably just a minor hosting account. Doesn't have the level of oomph that you would need to run a big website. They're just posting a letter that you've read it here. Or at least you've looked at it, Michael.
I've read the whole thing.
The summary is what? We're going to come back bigger and better than ever. I'm just guessing.
We've been cooperating with law enforcement, blah, blah, blah. We are going to come back bigger and better. It doesn't matter what you write. This is a matter of free speech.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be coming back on a new hosting provider. You can't stop an idea.
Yeah, and I wish them the best. Like I said, the platform really didn't impress me very much. But
if you go to gab.com right now, you can read
that's
it.
What you'll see. It did seem pretty right wing as far as the user content was concerned, but that's not necessarily Gab's fault. I've not heard any theories that they've shut down lefty accounts. So I mean, if there are lefties on there, and Vincent, you've said there were some that they presumably have also not been touched by the administrators there. But we got more coming up here if you want to join us. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, including alternatives. Because what I've said online is that this was predictable. Gab is a centralized system, and centralized systems are easily targetable. So what do? Decentralize. Tell you more about that coming up here in moments.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and wife Melania visited the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, where an anti-Semitic gunman murdered 11 people during services last Sunday. The president laid flowers on a makeshift memorial outside the synagogue and spoke with the rabbi. Earlier, funeral services were held for some of the victims. Mourner Robin Faulkner says Dr. Jerry Rabinowitz was more than just her family physician.
He was our family doctor. My kids went to him. My ex-husband went to him. He's just become a dear, dear, dear friend.
Tree of Life congregation member Judith Semitz said after surviving the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp and the synagogue shootings, he understands his purpose in life.
When I started to talk to schools about the Holocaust, I realized that that's my mission in life, to tell people because they don't know.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Dial in here toll free. We got time for you. Our number 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. And we've also got the Discord on air call in line rooms. Just jump into any one of those over on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Now, as I was saying earlier, yes, I understand Discord is a centralized platform, and yes, they got a hair up their butt. They could pull our chat server and it would be gone. But you know what? It's fun to do it. So, you know, just because something's centralized doesn't mean it's not useful, right? In a moment, right. In any given moment, some use of a centralized service can be productive. It can be useful. There was a time when Facebook felt like it was productive. There was a time when Facebook felt this, you know, it's been a long time, but it's been at least several years since this time existed. But it did exist where it felt like you could reach people on Facebook. It felt like the posts that you made were being seen, and that's just not the case anymore. And again, so these centralized services are useful for a time. But
you know, there's even if Discord did do something like that, there are decentralized alternatives to Discord.
Well, of course, there's IRC.
There's something like Mumble.
Mumble is
if you're going to do like voice chat.
Yeah, I mean, so Discord is a gaming system, ultimately. It was created with the intention of people being able to talk to one another during video games.
Right.
With a low latency, quick, easy way to hear somebody saying something that is fast. and the software is slick, it's easy to use, and it turns out it's so useful that other people have just spun up Discord servers that have nothing whatsoever to do with gaming. We've got a gaming channel on our Discord, but it's almost never used on the voice action.
Right.
But in theory, if somebody wanted to, you know, use that, they could. There are other channels where people just talk to one another. And again, it's useful. They could shut you down, but while it's there, have fun with it. Why not? And the nice thing is, you're using their server, and it doesn't cost you anything. So you don't have to, you know, sort of like with YouTube. Yeah, YouTube is pretty crappy in a lot of ways. But the fact is, the Freekeen channel is there. It's got over 15,000 subscribers that it's taken a decade to gain. By no means is it a big channel. But I'd prefer to not lose the 10,000 or 15,000 subscribers. That said, I do understand that they could be pulled away from me at the moment's notice. But while they're there, I'm going to send them stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I want them to be able to see the content. So, again, I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with using centralized servers. But if you want to protect yourself from attack, if you want to protect yourself from these political whims, which is what we're talking about, the reason why Gab was shut down is because of the political whims of the people running the hosting company, PayPal, Stripe, or whatever.
I mean, I don't even think it's like the whims of them, because, you know, a business is supposed to make money, right? Everyone's
yep.
money is good. It's all green. I think it's probably like screeching from users and also some sort of like group like the SPLC, the ADL, any of these bully anti-free speech bullying groups who go around and say, we're going to smear you if you don't kick these people off.
Or it could just be direct government interference.
It could be. It's probably all of the above. And, you know, if these companies want to pander to one of these groups, then it's ultimately their choice. And so in order to defend yourself, in order to protect your content, the information you're generating, you can decentralize. You have options. Michael, we're going to get into a list that you brought up from Reason.com here in a moment. But first, we go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Oh, yes. I just want to mention that one of our neighborhoods got several million dollars worth of federal grants to widen the sidewalk.
For what?
To widen the sidewalk to widen it to make it ADA compliant pedestrian safe. So and then they're also I mean we're talking about like 10, 15 million. I don't know, 5 million.
Whoa! Here's what I want to know: how is it that widening a sidewalk makes it safe for pedestrians? I mean, I could understand that if somebody with a wheelchair can't fit on the sidewalk, I understand that, you know, there's some value for that. But how is it that it's more safe if it's wider for pedestrians?
Well, you know what? When the drivers they're texting or they're drunk, they might have like a 1 second or 2 seconds for them to hit the curb before it hit them. That's the logic of it.
Wait a minute. You're missing something there, Sarah, because if you're talking about a car that's barreling down on you at 45 miles an hour, heck, even 35 miles an hour, these typical kind of in-city speeds, if you've got a car barreling down on you at that speed, 12 inches or 24 inches of a wider sidewalk is not going to be a second or two difference. It's not barely going to be a fraction of a second difference.
Yeah, and I just pulled this up. Apparently, this actually is a thing in the city of Albuquerque. They are.
She's not a liar in a lot of cases.
In some of them, it looks like there actually is something that, like, there's a fire hydrant blocking the fire hydrant and a telephone pole, like, so close to each other that you can't get a wheelchair through there.
I see what you're saying there, but I'm talking about as far as, you know, a car running up on the sidewalk.
Yeah, that I don't get.
Look, if somebody wants to just, whether they're doing it on purpose or they're doing it on accident, if somebody pulls their car up onto a sidewalk, you're going to get hit unless you're paying close attention and are able to get away and jump out of the way before that car hits you. Whether or not it's a you know, 24-inch sidewalk or 48-inch sidewalk or 64-inch sidewalk or whatever is going to be pretty much immaterial unless they're putting up a barrier between the road and the sidewalk. And I don't just mean a curb. Unless they're putting up some sort of a barrier, like, you know.
Like in London, you know, after all these truck attacks, they have to put up, like, barriers on streets.
Sure, there's the barriers that are full of water. There's the just the concrete kind of pylons. There's all kinds of, you know, potential barriers they could put up. That's not what we're talking about here, Sarah. You're just talking about widening a sidewalk.
But, you know, if you're walking on a sidewalk, like, maybe 2.5, like 3 like it was built here like in like 80 years ago in Albuquerque, or a 6-foot sidewalk, I prefer to walk on a 6-foot sidewalk.
It makes me feel better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it makes me feel that I have two and a half foot, 2 to 3 feet mm-hmm. from myself and a car that are texting or drunk driving. But these are residential. The Trumbull neighborhood is more of the impoverished, more of like the poorer neighborhoods where there was a lot of crime.
So wait, they're putting it in the impoverished neighborhood or no?
Well, the emphasis is that this was more of the poorer neighborhood that never got anything, that never got any kind of federal funding, and now they're getting it, and that's why it's a big deal.
No. Let's be clear. It's not the people of the neighborhood who are getting federal funding. It's whoever it is that the city contracts with to expand the sidewalk.
Well, and they've probably been getting federal funding. It just never was put where it was supposed to be. It probably went into someone's pocket anyways.
Most of it's going to go into somebody's pocket because company is going to raise their rates.
Yeah, well, I mean, without actually doing what it's supposed to do, like they say, oh, well, we'll put this into Section 8 housing that I happen to own.
If you get a federal contract, you raise your rates, right? Like if you know they're going to come buy something from you, you jack up your rates by 2 or 3 or 4 times or whatever you think you can get away with.
Because it's free money from the government.
Right. And then, you know, you get to claim you made a difference and you made the sidewalk wider, and now people are going to be better off because of it. Thanks, Sarah, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Look, I'm not against having wider sidewalks if it's funded through a consensual means.
Which is never.
You don't think people would have sidewalks with the absence of the
government? I'm saying in general, right? Like, what? Unless you own, like, a private neighborhood or something, like, where are you going to sit? Usually sidewalk people think public, right?
I suspect that in many private neighborhoods they have sidewalks.
But I mean, just in general, I'd say like more than 90% of sidewalks in the country are on public and
they
are run by the public.
Maybe. I don't know if that's true. I mean, it's probably true. There's a lot of neighborhoods that are private, and there's a lot of sidewalks there that are also private.
Sidewalks are in cities.
No, not necessarily.
Yeah, there's a sidewalk.
I hardly ever see sidewalks outside of cities.
In where I grew up, in the suburbs of Sarasota County, almost every neighborhood had sidewalks on both sides of the streets, and that was in the county.
Yeah, in the suburbs, yeah.
More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at LD2coin.io. Get yours, LD2coin.io.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner. Wiener and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349. 4349.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live moments remain here, enough time for you. Dial in now. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. Gab, social media service targeted by its web host as well as PayPal and Stripe, shutting it down simply because somebody had an account there they didn't like. Or maybe because they felt like it was a right-wing thing. Maybe it was. Maybe the founder is a right-winger. Honestly, I have no idea. I don't know who the guy is. But ultimately, this is all very political and very stupid. But the way to avoid all of this, the way to avoid being shut down by some centralized service, whether it be Gab itself being shut down by its web host, or whether it be Facebook or Twitter arbitrarily closing accounts because they don't like the politics of the person, the way to avoid this is to decentralize as much as possible. Now, nothing is perfect. There is no perfect system. At least that I know of. But Michael Hampton is with us here tonight, and you found a story over at Reason.com that goes through some of the alternatives. Maybe some are centralized, maybe some aren't. We'll get into their list, and also I want to make sure that you know how to follow Free Talk Live online. We do have, speaking of social media, we do have social media with Free Talk Live. There is a Free Talk Live account on Facebook and Twitter, so you can still follow those sort of old centralized platforms. There's also a Free Talk Live Mastodon account. You can get to that by going to toot.freetalklive.com, T-O-O-T, toot.freetalklive.com. You can follow the Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com. We also have a Telegram channel, which is where all of the toots and Twitters originate from. So you can follow our Telegram channel over at telegram.freetalklive.com. And so that's one of the ways you can kind of keep in touch with us. Also, we've got email list. So you can go to, again, having multiple channels is an important way to avoid being completely shut down, not relying on just one system or one protocol.
If one goes, you've still got 14 others.
14 is a little much, but yeah, you can have as many as you want.
I just pulled that number out of.
So you can sign up for the email list as well. Go to freetalklive.com. The email sign up is right there at the front towards the top of the website. So feel free, sign up to and follow whichever ones you think are best. So, Michael, Reason.com, they've got a summary of, what, five alternatives to some of these big ones?
They have five alternative social networks they've reviewed. The title of this article is Ready to Get Off Facebook? Reason reviews five alternative social networks.
Now, as you said, it's probably a little too detailed to get into the whole
thing.
Yeah,
this is way too long to get into.
But let's start. Does it go from five to one or one to five? Are they in order of best to worst, or is it just alphabetical or random? Or?
It's in no particular order.
Okay.
I will just go through them real quick. The first one is Mastodon, which is actually my favorite so far. Mastodon is all.
Let's hear everything they have to say about Mastodon because I like that one.
Mastodon is all about decentralization. It's also a hassle to use.
No, it's not. All right, let's hear it.
I took like 1 minute looking at it, and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna try later.
Well, you know, the thing is, it very much resembles TweetDeck.
Correct, which I had never seen before, like, the last couple of weeks. But apparently this is a part of Twitter that I don't know if you can easily access it from Twitter.
It was a separate app, and Twitter bought it.
Oh, okay. Interesting, because I didn't even know it was there. I was looking for, like, a button to access it within Twitter. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even find it.
Yeah, if you go to TweetDeck.com, you'll find it.
I thought it was TweetDeck.Twitter.com, but
TweetDeck
I don't know.
Something.
Yeah. Anyway.
Search for, it's out there.
Yeah, they basically modeled the whole thing, Mastodon, off of this TweetDeck.
Yeah, the interface, when you load it up in the website, it looks very much like TweetDeck.
Right.
So if you used that before, and a lot of Twitter users have, like hardcore Twitter users will be familiar with.
Gotcha.
So Mastodon represented my first foray into the world of alternative social media networks. Founded in 2016 by developer Eugene Rochko, it was launched as a kind of decentralized version of Twitter. Indeed, Mastodon is in many ways similar to Twitter. Users can blast out hashtag-filled toots, which have a 500-character limit. Boosts are the equivalent of retweets, where a favorite is essentially the same thing as a like. Mastodon, like Twitter, is free to use, though the platform's privacy policy emphasizes that it does not sell user data to third parties. It's also ad-free, which probably explains the crowdfunded platform's Patreon page. The main practical difference...
They also take cryptocurrency on Libradon, so there's these different servers, and it probably gets into that.
We'll get into that in just a sec. The main practical difference between Mastodon and Twitter is that Mastodon is powered by open-source software. It's comprised of many different servers or instances, each one catered to a particular interest. The servers are all run independently, and none of them look exactly the same. Since the platform is so decentralized, there's no official mobile app, though intrepid developers have released a variety of client apps. And
yeah, there's like a dozen at least of these apps that you can download for your smartphone that will allow you to interact with Mastodon
just
servers.
Just use whichever one you like most.
And it looks like the website. They've done a great job with those. Open source.
Open source, yeah. Though each instance is different, the basic four-column layout, at least on desktop, is often the same. On the far left is a column where you can write a status and choose who can see it. To the right of that is the home timeline, which is the feed of content from the people you follow. Next is the notification columns, which alerts you to what others are saying to or about you.
Right, so if they tag you in a post, even if you're not following that person, it should pop up.
It'll pop up in notification. If someone follows you, it'll pop up there.
Yeah, and there was a little bit of a learning curve, because like I said, I'd never even seen the TweetDeck thing before. So I was going into Mastodon completely blind. There's some level of configuration that you can do with these columns. You can add columns. You can remove them. So there's you know, like I said, there's a little bit of...
You can make it your own. I mean, you can...
Vincent, you were saying you were intimidated by this. So
I just, like, maybe it's just the way my eyes or my mind works, but, like, I just couldn't wrap my mind around the layout. I think maybe it's because it had, like, a vertical... Things are like laid out vertically.
So it takes a bit of it's different from your typical Twitter feed. There's more information there than there is.
Yeah, they definitely give you more information right on the screen. And if that kind of overwhelms you, then probably you're best off using one of the mobile apps where you just see the feed,
right?
Whatever feed you're looking at the time. But, that final column lets users toggle between a variety of options, like you were mentioning, the tools they favorited, direct messages, and their local and federated timelines. The local timeline is simply a feed of all the posts from that user's particular instance. The federated timeline, meanwhile, includes public posts from everyone that users in your instance follow on every other Mastodon server.
Oh, okay. See, that's news to me. I didn't realize the federated timeline was only from posts on the, it was only from people on your instance who they follow on the other instances. So there are thousands of these instances. I just thought it was just a straight feed from all the other servers, but it's not. It's only the ones followed by the other people
on
your
server.
Interesting.
Whoever they follow on other servers.
So therefore, it's more likely to be related to something that you'll appreciate if you're on a server that's got like a theme, like we are. We're on the Liberdon server. The three of us, I think, are on that server.
Yeah, I'm on there. I've been using it quite
Vincent,
a bit.
Are you on Liberdon or did you sign up on another instance?
No, it was on Liberdon, but I think like I made the account, I just didn't post or do anything. Cause
you've been posting, Michael.
Right? I've been posting.
I have as well. I mean, I'm not a prolific poster, but when I do think of something, I do always post to, I do post it, and when it goes out, it goes to Mastodon. Anything else to
Yeah, there's
about?
A little bit more on Mastodon. Mastodon is probably a lot of fun if you're tech savvy, which I'm admittedly not. The author says, with over a million users and a handy function that lets you find people you already know from Twitter, making connections isn't all that hard.
Oh, interesting.
But the decentralization part doesn't really appeal to me. At
Why
first,
not?
I thought one main account on Mastodon.social would let me join as many different instances as I wanted.
No.
But my Mastodon.social account ended up only working for that one instance.
Right. Why would you want to join? I mean, maybe you didn't understand the point of
this.
Yeah,
you might not have gotten
Why would you want to have more than one account on one instance? If somebody wants to follow you from a different instance, they can.
Yeah, and so you can follow other people from other instances.
As long as those instances are what's called federated together. And
this
is the other key term. So we've described decentralized, which means that there are thousands of these servers. But the other aspect is the federation, meaning that each server gets to decide to which other servers they will allow its users to search and connect to. So if Christopher Cantwell were to start up a Nazi Mastodon server, then other Mastodon servers may decide to disfederate from that and say, you know what? No.
We don't want to follow this.
Not only do we not want to follow this, we also want to even make it so our users can't follow it.
Yeah,
we want to make it our users can't even see it.
The admin of each individual Mastodon instance can decide that they don't want anything from another particular instance showing up anywhere.
I think it's really interesting, and I highly recommend it. You can check it out. Just go to toot.freetalklive.com, and that'll take you to our Mastodon server.
It should take
what
you
would
Kaywell
call his? Nazdodon?
Nazdodon? N-A-Z-I-S.
Liberdon, Nazdodon.
I bet they'd come up with something more offensive. That's probably not offensive enough. Quick rundown of the other four. Just what are the names of them?
The other four are MeWe. MeWe is
centralized, right?
Privacy means there's no one to connect with. Was their takeaway from that.
Is that one centralized?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I expected Minds to be complicated and cumbersome. It's actually intuitive
Minds?
And tons of fun.
That's
Minds.
Another one?
M-I-N-D-S.
And what else?
Four. Before it went offline, Gab was where the alt-right activists went.
Centralized.
And finally,
failed.
Five is Vero, which is one nobody's ever heard of, and we could probably get into that stuff
another time. Out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, check us out over at toot.freetalklive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.